I'm Elise Knorr, and this is Poetry Now. Having a baby is just as huge a life change as everyone says it is. There's been no surprises there. It's just turned everything upside down in all of the best possible ways. From day one, she already had this personality. You know, we had this idea that we bought this house and we had this baby. Like, we should have a yard. This is what people do with kids in the suburbs. They have yards to kick the soccer ball around in. My wife and I both grew up in the South. She grew up in Virginia. I grew up in Georgia. You can grow anything in Georgia and Virginia. The water is just in the air. But no one's a good gardener in Denver because you're living in the desert. So we have a very unrealistic expectation for our yard, which is complicated by the fact that our neighbors on both sides of us have perfect, lush gardens of Eden. And so I had a baby. I bought a new house. I'm trying to grow grass in my yard. And I can't stop thinking about the yard and the baby and death. Those three subjects are just bouncing around in my brain, and they feel connected. This poem begins with an epigraph by Jia Yongming. All who have stood in a mother's hand are sure to die because they were born. Quiescence. Between us bobs the baby, solemn in her infant wetsuit. The pool is the only place where screaming does not indicate terror. The neighbor's pansy beds, oh, to lie down in those beds and doze. Greener than grass, says Sappho, originator of envy. My sleep is pollinated by the baby's wails, dreams sprouting voices in peril. Mind sped up and emaciated like a greyhound in the track. The end of growth is death. The painting begins with a scribble. Or is a scribble the finishing touch? Call your plants by their names, 10,000 words a day. We feed, we weed, we read her books about owls. What am I minding but stillness? What have I grown except loss? It's overwhelming the amount of advice that you get about both gardening and parenthood. I knew there would be a ton of advice in having kids, but I didn't know that it would all conflict and that it would all be so specific. You're supposed to say 10,000 words a day to your baby, or, like, you know, she won't ever develop language. What am I supposed to do? Count 10,000 words to make sure that I've hit the quota? Like, mostly I'm reading her books about sentient owls. Call your plants by their names, 10,000 words a day. We feed, we weed, we read her books about owls. What am I minding but stillness? What have I grown except loss? You're always hearing about how mothers are creators of life, but since all life dies, that means that mothers are also, by definition, creators of death. I sometimes think about how I've, by creating her, I've burdened my daughter with death, with her own future death. I don't really worry day to day about my daughter dying, or, you know, if she sneezes, I'm not like, oh, you know, she has the flu, she's going to die. Especially because day to day, Lucy's just so fun. She's happy. She plays. It's more of an existential, just kind of intellectual experience, I guess. I don't think that it's, like, necessarily bad or necessarily scary or awful. It just is. It just is a fact that mothers are makers of death.
That was Elise Knorr and her poem, Quiescence. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.